Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
What's going on, man? It's your boy C. Marty Fick here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering, where you doing this at? Y'all get a close-up look. You know, this is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can do all this content. So we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best business podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Live on a Wednesday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir. Listen, man, I'm excited to be here on another Wednesday. And listen, if it is your first time watching, I need you to do one thing. I need you to hit the like button. And you're probably wondering, why do I need to hit the like button for a corny ninja with shades on, with a tank top on a Wednesday? It's nice outside and he's inside doing a podcast. He's corny. I'm going to tell you why you need to hit the like button, because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, the coldest, the dopest, most entertaining fitness podcast out. And listen, I know some of y'all, hold on, before I get to that, listen, playback gang, I need y'all to hit the like button. And returners, I need y'all to hit the like button as well. And listen, I need y'all to understand that this is a different type of fitness podcast. Listen, this ain't the Mind Pump podcast. This ain't Jay Shetty and Mel Robbins and Ed Mylett. This ain't that. So if that's what you're looking for over here, you ain't gonna find it. So stay on my comments hating. Talking about I'm not helping nobody. No, I'm not helping you, because you want to be coddled. So listen, this is the real talk over here. We don't sugarcoat, right? It's no cut cards over here. We get straight to it and we tell it like it is. This is backed by science, backed by facts, and backed by experience. So before y'all come in there in my comments, how many people have you helped lose weight? How many podcasts have you done? How many times have you gone viral? So if you haven't done any of those, stay the fuck off my page, and I'm killing y'all already. Let's get in these comments.
Yonder Marco.
Wicked Scorpion, what up, man? Gender neutral BBW. Michael Hawkins, what up? If you're zesty and calling Jim Bros DL, don't watch the podcast.
No diddy, you know.
We're gonna have some real talk today. I'm about to piss some people off in a specific community, but I don't want y'all to know what community it is.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
The black community is gonna kick me out today. And I'm cool with that. And y'all gonna be cool with it too on this podcast. Andy and Dolly, what up? Thank you, thank you. Live gang, Abdullah Jewel, what up? Soundboard sound like it's faded and muffled. I peeped that. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with my soundboard today, man. Hold on 1 second. Let me see something real quick. Oh, damn, I messed my camera up. All right, bro. Oh, there we go. All right, the camera's here. Yeah, I don't know what's up with my soundboard. Hold on, man. Let me try this joint again, bro. Let me get this joint. Hold up. All right, give me a second, man, while I get this together. How does that sound? Is that better? Now I got the soundboard, but now I got to fix my camera. So while I fix my camera, which I apologize for, because we absolutely need the soundboard, give me one.
What's going on, man? It's your boy, C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering, where are you doing this at? Y'all get a close-up look. This is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready,
your headphones. All right, we back in action, man. Are we good to go? There we go, man. I swear, every time I do a little test soundboard, it works. Then when I get on the show,
nope.
Anyway, live from the boogie down Bronx, Mark Carter, what up? Big Spider in the building. Why you got my auntie in the thumbnail? Sorry, Auntie Mo. Had to go on the thumbnail. We needed an example of a big back woman from a certain race.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Marsha Jones, what up? If you walk into a gym reeking of ass and chunk funk, don't watch the podcast. We're going to talk about that today, too. Appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all. Marty got Popeye's chicken grease on the soundboard.
That's Popeye's.
Coach Pro Fitness, what up? Machete, good to go. Appreciate you, brother. All right. Hey, listen, man, let's get to it. Hey, what the hell is going on with the black community? The black community is too focused on looking cute.
Nope.
And not focused on getting in that gym.
Nope.
They too focused on not getting in the gym and drinking Jim Beam bourbon.
Nope.
They too. Listen, we going to see. Let me save the jokes for the video. Let's get it. Where my video at? Here you go.
I wanted to show y'all the outfit. This is the fit.
Okay. First of all, that's a regular ass outfit.
Nope.
You got a regular one piece on.
Nope.
So I can see if she was trying to be stylish, but you just want to show off some big back BBW buns.
Nope.
I look cute. So the bodysuit is from Yiddy. This cute little white top. I know y'all gonna ask about it. I literally brought a white shirt.
That white top ain't even covering her back. It's just covering her shoulders. That joint covering her traps and her neck. That's about
it. From Amazon and cut it myself because I couldn't find a plus size version for plus size women. They only had extra large on Amazon. Amazon work on that.
First of all, hold up.
Nope.
Amazon is a $1 trillion company. You're not about to sit here and act like a $1 trillion company don't know what they're doing because they're not catering to your big back ass. Clearly, their consumer base back ain't as big as yours.
Big back activity.
So what you're not about to do is sit there and act like Amazon don't know what they're doing.
The purse is from Canal Street. My grandmother got it from me. I know that's right. I had to use a silver chain because I lost my gold extender.
She probably ate the chain.
But it's okay, though, because I'm still eating the hose up.
You not eating the hose up? You eating the whole hose up. You not eating the hose up? You eating Bojangles up.
The hair looks good. If you're into the wig, it's in the link in my bio. So, yeah.
Big back and wigs. This is going down a different path outside of fitness. I'm going to keep it fitness today.
Go check that out. It's giving Pilates, right? And I cut the shirt like this, too. I put the
girl. She bit the shirt.
Girls, do it your damn self. Don't wait on nobody. Don't look for no company to give it to you. If you can't find it, make it your damn self. I look good. Okay, bye. I'll catch y'all in the next video. Bye.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
And what you think the comments look like? What you think the comments look like, man? It's crazy. Women go out of their way to lose weight, better their lifestyle, and get demonized and ridiculed. This big back.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Put zero effort into her health.
Nope.
Zero effort into her self-improvement.
Nope.
And gets all the praise in the world for being a lazy motherfucker. For not putting in any effort. For doing what's easy. It ain't that hard to sit around and eat and live a sedentary lifestyle. Anybody could do that. Any lazy person who lacks ambition, who lacks any type of motor, who lacks any type of self-respect can do that. This right here is pitiful. Black people.
Not going to say what race, what people.
What race of people you think in the comments gassing her big back ass up?
Big back activity.
I ain't see too many white people in there.
How dare you?
I ain't see too many Hispanics. All I seen was her fellow sisters. And a whole bunch of them sisters wasn't even big backs. Big back black women will sit here and listen to women who go extreme lengths not to be built like that, gas them up and stay like that. I'm tired of this shit. We coming back to reality. And like I told y'all, if you don't want the real, if you don't want the truth, this ain't the podcast for you. And I'm killing y'all already. Let's get in these comments. What the F is right? Ooh, girl. Looking like a Teletubby.
Nope.
Absolutely. She doesn't even have nice buns, just a whole wide, lumpy ass. We're going to talk about this too, black men. It be women going, they lose weight. They going hard in the gym. Lose a little bit of ass. They didn't even have an ass shape. But because they had a wide, lumpy ass and it had some size to it, and you was thinking about back shots, you tell her to keep the ass.
You know, black people.
No.
A whole bunch of body fat and cellulite. A whole bunch of toxins in her body. And you going to tell her to keep it because you horny. Fellas, we talking to the fellas today,
you
too.
You know, black people.
No.
She got a boulder for an ass. Definitely round. Girl, that top ain't from Yeti. You are a Yeti. Facts. Bars. Tiny, the big back's heifer looks like a walking hefty bag on trash day. You know a dusty black dude wearing a jersey with no high school diploma and who gets backwards at the gas station is trying to get at that online, but is too scared to do it in real life. I don't even think it's a lot of ninjas that ain't scared to do it in real life. She put the carb and carbohydrates bars. Lily with the bars. Why is she the same size as the building behind her, man? Go to the gym your damn self. Right. She talking about do it yourself. Go to the gym your damn self. I do admire her confidence. I'm not going to lie, but I don't admire her shortened lifespan at all. I don't admire no type of confidence coming from there. That ain't confidence. That's delusion.
Nope.
Her name is Lucy because she's the Lulu. She looked like a reject from America's Next Top Model. What, big back model? What you talking about? They got big back rejects on there? She doesn't swallow calories. She inhales her fat. She inhales like her fat ass life depends on it. Spider-Man about to buy her a new silver extender chain for her purse. Thirsty chunky chaser. Here y'all go. Joe Thomas, what up? KG, a ninja said, if you like slim girls, you might like kids. We are too far gone with the skinny shaming. Oh, we're going to talk about it later. Don't worry. We're going to really take a deep dive into the black community and what they post on social media. They were thinking mayo and mac and cheese sandwich when they were giving back shots. I know she was too. Trash bag, yo, with the DH gate, Gucci first, Michael Hawkins butter. Trash bag, yo, it's crazy. Big bad women in our community think it's a flex to show off their obesity and think something is wrong with someone is slim or in shape. You're acting white or zesty for being the opposite. Make it make sense. Our community is cooked.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
We're cooked. Let's keep it going, man. I'm killing y'all on this Wednesday. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. All right, man. We got to, well, not we, ladies, you got to stop editing your photos. Okay? Ladies, understand that. Okay. If you post an outfit on Instagram to go out to the club, get a lot of likes, it looks good, that angle looks great. You understand, people going to see the real you at the club, right?
Nope.
You know damn well you put the outfit on, you going to the club, and it's not going to look like Instagram. Why would you do that? You better off just posting the real you. You better off just posting the big back you on Instagram.
Big back activity.
Because we live in a social media age. People got receipts. Let's check it out.
This woman posted this photo on Twitter. You know, she's looking good. Okay, cool, right? And then a homeboy posts a video of her. Here's a screenshot. And as you can see, it's giving.
Hold on. Look at that side by side comparison. Black women.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Well, this is a woman thing, period. But we just happen to be talking about black people today. Ladies, this ain't it. Especially with the way people post stories now and everything is public. You might not even get posted on purpose. You might be in the background of somebody's video. You're in the background of somebody's story. So remember this. If you want to have that crop top and your belly hanging out.
Belly.
This is possible and this could happen to you.
Two different things, right? The girl didn't know that he posted it until it was like too late. She was enjoying herself through the night. But by the time that she noticed that he posted this video of her showing, you know, different angles of her body, everybody had screen recorded it, screenshot it and everything. And I feel like, why would you wear something to an event in public?
She built like Humpty Dumpty.
That you don't want everybody to see. So you posted a picture in the outfit.
She built like Miss Puff off SpongeBob.
On the internet, and you're okay with them seeing whatever you presented to them. But when you go in public, you're ashamed of the 360 view that everybody else gets to see. That just doesn't make sense to me. If you knew that you didn't like the way that your body looked in that outfit from every angle, you shouldn't have worn it. I don't think that you can really fault him for it, especially since everybody's not thinking the way that you're thinking. When they post a video of you, they're probably not thinking, oh.
They post a video of you, they know what you look like. If I post one of my fat homeboys or fat homegirls, I'm not about to try to put an angle on them. I already know they fat. I already know you're not slim thick.
That's not slim thick, baby. That's full heavyweight.
I already know you got them thick ass ankles.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who's gonna have big mama arms early.
Oh, she doesn't really look the best from this angle. They know how you shave. You should have worn something that was more comfortable, better fitting, and something that just complimented your body better. Stop trying to cap for the internet and edit your photos and post a certain way for the internet. And then when somebody captures you or sees you in person, you're ashamed. Y'all know what I gotta say about it. Get in the gym, honey, work out. Make it to where it don't matter where anybody captures a video from you, you're gonna look good or at least decent, okay? Just work on it. Use it as motivation to change your lifestyle and eat healthier and eat better and, you know, be able to fit into those type of outfits and actually look good from any angle. You know what I mean?
Listen, man, you know it's bad because you know the black women usually stick together. A black woman going to defend a black woman doing some bullshit just to see a black woman. You know it's bad when black women coming for you. When a black woman got to pull another black woman to the side and tell her the truth and she's wrong, you know what's bad out here. When a black woman got to tell you you're eating too much barbecue, it's bad out here.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place. With coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
QNL.
when a black woman got to pull another black woman to the side.
Look at my African-American over here.
And tell you you can't wear that crop top. That's not how you really look. It's bad out here. So stop putting the food in the oil.
Put it in the oil.
Stop ordering cheeseburgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
Stop walking around and they hear this every time you play. Stop that. And get it together and get your ass in the gym and hire a personal trainer. Come watch the podcast. Actually, you might not belong on the podcast, but get your big back ass in the gym. Get your big back ass some meal preps and hit the like button because I'm killing y'all on this Wednesday. It's getting crazy out here, man. Where we at? Ebony Evans, what up? Even the women who work out do this, especially if they have a BBL, fake tits, and are on drugs. I'd rather them do it than the Humpty Dumpty bitch. I mean, that's crazy. She want Bama's on social media to cash out her lunch money for more crumble cookies.
Billy, Billy?
Listen, bruh. Listen, bruh. That build is a lot of crumble cookies.
Billy, Billy?
That build is a lot of Popeyes. That build is a lot of Wendy's. And a lot of Burger King.
It's Burger King.
She got caught in 4K capping.
Stop the cap.
I'm going to listen to the whole thing tomorrow. Playback gang. What up, Jenny? Steph said, killing us. What's good, Steph? It's bad when a black woman tells your big back ass the truth and you know they got to go.
Y'all, the Marco.
Daniel Shannon, what up, my guy?
Welcome to the show.
Charlotte people don't forget about the huge Mad Miles 5-year anniversary, something each day this week. I don't think we got a lot of Charlotte on here, but thanks for the reminder, Jenny. She went from Cousin Faith to Big Mama. All right, make sure you guys hit the like button and listen. All right, I have to preface this every time I get on this show. I don't hate anybody in any community. I got friends of all races, genders, sexual orientations.
No diddy, you know?
So when I say this, it's not hate. This is just telling the truth.
First of all, Paul.
Yo, that's past Paul.
I'm going to challenge my gay audience that watches the show and my gay friends and counterparts to hold y'all community accountable. What the hell is going on? We got to have a talk. What is the obsession with people in the gay community trying to make straight men out to be gay?
Nope.
That's already been a thing. But now y'all trying to attack the gym men. Now y'all trying to attack the fit men. Y'all trying to act like men are down low or trying to hide their sexuality for going to the gym consistently. Despite all the science out there that shows all the benefits of going to the gym, we happen to be DL because we're going to the gym. Let's check out this bullshit and fire his ass up.
Are y'all ready to talk about the gym bros, the men that always at the gym that are obsessed with the gym? Are y'all ready to talk about why they're always at the gym and why they spend so much time at the gym and who they're seeing at the gym and what they're looking for at the gym?
Oh, God.
Because it's not women.
First of all.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
You understand that. Why is women the first thing? Why is that the first thing you bring up? We're not going to the gym for women. This is gonna come off the wrong way. This is gonna come off a little phobic. It's 2025. Being gay has never been more accepted in human history. So if someone is going to look for a partner because they are gay, why the fuck are they specifically going to the gym for that? You could walk to the grocery store and find some gay men.
No diddy, you know.
You could go to the mall and find some gay men.
No diddy, you know.
The airport, the local restaurant, they everywhere.
No diddy, you know.
And that's not a diss. That's just facts. It's a lot of gay ninjas out here. So I don't know why you automatically associating this with the gym. I have a theory, but I'll save it.
Who be at the gym? Who do they be seeing at the gym? Who do they be in the locker rooms with at the gym? Who do they be sweating with, taking pictures with, showering with, bonding with all the fucking time at the gym?
Are we not supposed to have male friends? because gay men hang out with females. If a straight man goes and hang out with all females, they're gonna call him gay. So if you hang out with males, you're gay. But if you're hanging out with all females, you're gay. What? Come on, y'all. What the fuck is going on? Y'all got to cut this shit out, man.
That they always got to be there, and they just love the gym so much, and they always got to admire other men. Like, oh my god, look at his muscles, or oh my god, his physique. All of
no, you admire men's muscles.
No diddy, you know.
You're in there looking at men's physiques.
No diddy, you know.
And you mad because a straight man don't want to put up with your gay shit. You're mad because a straight man is in there probably hollering at women, getting all the baddies in there, and you wish you was one of the baddies.
No diddy, you know.
That's what it is. So don't come out here mad because you can't get the straight man you want. And now you trying to put some rumors out there. Mind you, this dude's name is the DL Whisperer.
First of all, Paul.
Yo, that's passive. That's passive.
So you got a whole platform trying to out men to be DL. Listen, ladies and men, I need y'all to understand. Y'all got to stop listening to this shit. People doing this shit for views, likes, and engagement. This is ridiculous.
It's like just obsessed with the other men at the gym. But do y'all want to talk about it, or are we going to ignore it? Those type of men are more likely to be DL.
Oh, brother.
Oh, brother. This guy stinks.
Somebody send this to his daddy. Somebody call his dad. Let's talk to his dad. His dad did a bad job. Oh, I can't say that? I don't care. What the hell is going on with our black women? The fit people are going to be the minority in a few years. Facts. Maybe those Bama State big backs can chip in to help with those crumpled cookies. Clearly, he wants company. What the hell is lip gloss LaShawn talking about? What the hell is Zesty Zachary talking about? What the hell is Sugar and his Tank Shane talking about? What the hell is Rainbow Ryan talking about? Head ass. We gotta get his ass up out of here. I doubt the Zesty Bandit even works out himself.
Nope.
Double pause.
First of all, pause.
Zesty Zelda. Exactly. It's not women or men. It's work the fuck out. They want company. The ditties have been on so much BS that recruitment numbers are down. Them ninjas trying to recruit. Them ninjas out there like a D1 college coach. Yeah, the ninjas is DL head ass.
No diddy, you know.
Durag Devante. We all know this is an online thing, and real life gay dudes are not going around talking about BS like this. Highly doubt it, bro. And the people that's gay, the gay dudes at my gym, they be chilling, bro. They don't be on this type of shit, bro. Malik Gabers. Zesty Suspect and Diddy Warrior. Crazy combo. Gay folks can talk all the trash they want, but let a straight dude talk about it. Gay people, they want to cancel them.
Nope.
Imagine a straight dude getting up here, making a video complaining about gay dudes in the gym. They would get canceled so fast. They probably would get kicked out the gym. Now, when he goes to the gym trying to holler at the girlies, then you're going to call us creeps. Glazing Lips Gary is crazy. Actually, that's you're out of here, bro.
Break free, you're out.
Glazing Lips Gary? That's crazy. Ebony Evans laughing. Durag RuPaul. No, there's a large community of gay men that fish in the gym. Yes, there is. You know what? I'm not going to confirm this, but anybody who went to Gold's or been to Gold's before, at prime time, at my Gold's, you can make a case that there's more gay men fishing for straight men than there are straight men fishing for straight women.
Let him cook.
If I'm lying, y'all let me know. You can actually make a case for that. Now, that's only one gym. I don't know what it's like at other gyms. I'm just specifically talking about one gym. Y'all let me know if I'm lying. Why is Zesty Xavier clock watching gym guys who are out of his league. There is an obsession on social media with people calling men gay. If a baby cry at birth, he gay. He's gay. The baby ain't even out the hospital yet. They calling him gay.
No Diddy, you know.
They call every man DL. If you turn a woman down, you DL. Maybe he don't want you. Maybe, just maybe. He's living vicariously through a straight woman and wants straight men to go after him. I've turned down women I didn't want. I guess I'm DL then, judging by that flaw logic. Guess so. His Diddy, I mean, Daddy failed him. DL Deshaun just wants someone he can call Daddy. Acting like every guy is a mindless horn dog wanting to smash everything. Yep. Why are we listening to him? He don't even work out. He screams lifting a french fry. Yeah, you know, but you gotta, and I understand you can fully ignore this stuff, but you do gotta give a little bit of pushback. Now, I'm not going to go to his page and start reacting to all his content, but just off the strength that I feel like over the past few years, straight men have let a lot of shit slide when it comes to the slander towards them. And motherfucker, we gotta speak up. I'm sorry, it's getting crazy out here. They say anything about straight men nowadays. And you can't say nothing about them. So ignore them, but we do need a little pushback too. He thought he was spitting. No Diddy.
No Diddy, you know?
Yeah, you're out of here, bro, twice.
No Diddy, you know?
Break free, you're up.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Respectfully, I don't value or respect the opinion of a man who likes glizzies.
Oof. First of all,
yeah, yo,
that's past course, man.
Greasy Lips Gary is looking for clout over being rejected by those gym bros.
No Diddy, you know.
Not confirming, but nah, I heard they be having Diddy parties in the gold sauna. Another reason why I never go in that fucking sauna. Every time I walk past, it's somebody at the glass door looking, looking Diddy as hell.
No Diddy, you know.
Looking out there, why you at the glass door like this, bro? Like, bro, man, don't get me started. Funny thing is, there's plenty of women at my gym. The premise isn't even accurate. I mean, there's plenty of women at our gym, too. I'm just saying. It'd be wild in there, bro. But anyway, hey, I'm killing y'all on this episode. All right, listen. I've done multiple posts where I've said black men encourage black women to be overweight. And it's the truth. It's the truth. I have proof here today. Straight men, especially black men, let everything slide. I will say anything at all. I won't say anything at all. We're aggressive and oppressive, so we don't say shit. I've never used a song in my life. This is why I got a home gym. Marty, what's up, my ninja? Pitter patter putter, what's good? That's probably Kanye being a lookout. All right, like I said, man, black men encourage black women to stay overweight. Let's check it out, man.
So big girls be flirting like they can't get it too. Like, I will fold your 300-pound laundry bag behind. Like, don't play with me. Fuckers, I will jump on your back, shorty, like, and give you this Melvin.
Sounds like encouragement to me. We'll listen to it one more time, then we're going to go to another one.
Yo, big girls be flirting like they can't get it too. Like, I will fold your 300-pound laundry bag behind. Like, don't play with me. Fuckers, I will jump on your back, shorty, like, and give you this Melvin.
Now, if a 300-pound girl happens to want to lose weight and she hears that, chances are she going to stay the same. Don't ask how I know. I done had the craziest conversations with women and why they want to stay overweight. Gold's Gym is known, heard about it from Joe Rogan years ago. Yep. Now we got the Latino community as well encouraging it. Let's check it out.
Cracking your first fat bitch is like such a surreal.
Before we continue, the women in these comments were going crazy. And he just straight up called y'all the B word. I thought y'all don't like when men call y'all the B word. But when it's gassing up a fat woman to stay fat, it's okay, huh?
Hey, cracking your first fat bitch is like such a surreal feeling, honestly. That feels so fucking cool right now. That shit was, I was grabbing on everything, fool. But I feel really cool right now, guys. Am I cool?
Oh, brother, that guy stinks.
So we saw the previews. Now let's really get to it. So we got to go to Twitter because y'all know Twitter is known for having the crazy shit from the black community. Slim sounds like he on a spectrum. Yes, he did. All right, let's go to Twitter. Where's my thing? Here we go. Share screen. All right, let's check it out. Can y'all see that? Yes. So this guy here says 200-pound woman is slight work, especially if she's well proportioned.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Encouraging women to be big. Again, right here, he says well proportioned, meaning he thinking about back shots. He's thinking about ass.
Nope.
He's not thinking about your health.
Nope.
And he ain't say nothing about cuffing you or marrying you or taking you serious.
Nope.
He is strictly thinking about cracking you. Now, are these the same black women they say is more educated than black men? Are these the same black women that's supposed to be so smart that's carrying the race and black men ain't shit? Well, I don't know how y'all don't see that finesse right there. I don't know how y'all don't see that panda bear behavior right there. I'm just saying. That right there is super obvious. And we didn't even get started yet. A lot of dusty ninjas in this vid, dog. You know what they say? Smash the BBWs like riding a moped. It's only cool when your homies don't see you riding. Hey, yo. His opinion don't even matter. He's one of those Latinos that was mad about no representation in centers. I ain't see that joint, bro. But that's crazy. He lost his virginity to a big back. HVAC man 23. What in the big back activity going on here?
Big back activity.
I'm about to show you in a second. Oh, here you go, Daniel Shannon. Here y'all go. I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't mind smashing a woman who's 200 pounds, but she's thick fit. Different conversation. 200 pounds meatball looking woman who's 5'4". He voted for Trump. I don't know about that one. That could actually go either way. That actually, he could have been a Trump voter and he could have been a Kamala voter. I have my reasons for both. That could have gone either way. Yeah, that could have been either way. All right. 200 pound woman is slight work, especially if she's well proportioned. So let's go through the replies. 207, all curves, no breaks.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Now, I see some boobs, but I don't know what in the hell belly deli is going on right there.
Belly deli?
That's not curves. Let's keep going. 6 feet, 250.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Listen, we've only seen two ladies. They're both out of shape, and we're parading this around like it's a trophy. Like it's something to flex. Ladies, this is not cool. And just think, we just saw the angles post. We know these women are putting their best angle on. So if we see a little belly right here in the video,
belly, belly,
with the best angles possible, posting on Twitter, you know in real life, it's crazy under there. It might be some crazy stuff pop up. She posted her ass, though. I'm not going to play the video because Lord only knows what's in the ass. I mean, what's in the video. She just posted her ass. We can't see no belly, nothing.
Belly, belly?
So that means it's belly there.
Belly, belly?
So Terry Rozier, 190 pounds, a professional basketball player. Exactly. The average weight of an NFL skill player like running backs is between 200 and 220 skill position. And I think a lot of them smaller than 200. So we got that. Let me see what the quotes. Can I go to the quotes? Yeah, here we go. Let's see. This where is that? Me looking at the women who reply and quote into this thread. Look, see? Gassing them up. Let's see if we can find some more here. 195 versus 2-something. Okay, I don't know why she put a transformation photo on here. 253 pounds.
Oh, brother, that guy stinks.
We on here celebrating 250 pounds. We just saw the stat that an average running back is between 200 and 220. You 30 pounds heavier than an NFL running back. Let's keep it going. 185, 5'6". She's not 200. She cool. 280 solid.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
But the diet don't work the same.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Y'all sitting here parading and celebrating this shit, but y'all say it's white people's fault.
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat today.
So let me ask y'all something. If it's white people's fault that you are this size and white people are the bad guy and white people oppress you and white people holding you back, why are you celebrating some shit that apparently white people forced on you?
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco,
DeMarco. I ain't never heard no black person do that shit. That should be backwards, right? If white people holding you back to a point where something negative is happening to you, why are you celebrating that shit? Make it make sense. Let's see if we see anything else in here. Oh, she's under 200. We're not talking about you. 5'10", 240. 5'10", 240. I'm 6 foot, 200. She's 2 inches shorter than me and 40 pounds heavier. That is ridiculous. And don't say because it's tall for a woman. I got a lot of friends that's between 5'10 and 6 foot and ain't none of them 240. Maybe one of them. But ladies, this is the standards y'all have for yourselves. 200 pounds is not as big as people think. I'm 200 and nobody ever believes me. I believe it. 225, but she's showing that ass though. As long as she got ass, it's okay. As long as she proportion, it's okay. She ain't say her height though. I'm on the very low end of 200 plus. I feel like I carry it well. As long as it's ass, they gonna say 200 is okay. Your height is a big factor. 200 on a 5'5 woman will look different than 200 on a 5'7 or 5'10 woman. I'm 5'7, 210. I'm trying to lose a good 25 pounds, but I'm not completely dissatisfied with myself either. So the fact that she says she's not dissatisfied, she's already throwing the excuse in on why she ain't about to lose no weight. What else we got? 237.
Damn.
Don't know what she is, but she for sure over 300.
Damn.
The right portions, not proportions, the right portions.
Damn.
Oh, man. Lifting 200 pounds at the gym only to come home to 200 pounds is crazy work.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco, DeMarco.
Yeah, we're cooked, man. Y'all going crazy in the comments. We are cooked. I like women tall, but 250 pounds is too much for me. The crazy thing is they really don't think they fat. And yeah, that woman's obese. What is smuggling inside that hair? I don't remember which one that was. They look more like damn laundry bags. I cracked a few mac and cheese arm joints back in the day, but they was at least resort joints. And they got endless fruit snacks. You're out of here, bro. Yeah, she weigh as much as you. We listen. We don't judge. See, Marty, you're out of here. Lord knows what's in her ass. I'll give myself the siren. You got to correct me sometimes, man. They really okay with this mess. Black culture is mad fuck to be promoting this shit. Apparently, white people are to blame for losers joining gangs and eating Popeyes and getting diabetes.
Blood hatching from Popeyes.
280 super solid big back woman. In the words of Tune, Gat.
How dare you?
Chubby chasers see tits and they're like, she's thick though. By the way, you should do a live stream on BBW bashes. Are you talking about the pool party joints? Let me know. Wild thread. We're not done yet either. Family meals were the right portions for her. They think they big bone or healthy instead of fat. The sounds are muffled again. What? The sounds got muffled again? Let me see. That sounds good on my end. Let me know if they're still messed up. I got money that says she has an OnlyFans and these ninjas saying. God, yeah, man. God, I don't know. The sound look good on my side. That's what they say. That's what they call it. SSBBW, Super Size BBW. As long as they're dressed up, it's fine. Never mind the health consequences. BBW bashes are places chubby chasers, mostly black dudes, and BBWs, mostly white women, get together, party, hookup. Okay, I had to look it up. All right, let's keep it going, man. What we got next? We still got another one. Up, here we go. Let's see what we got. I don't know. I can't remember which one this was. I sent it to myself. Let's just see. Yeah, here we go. All that 200-pound woman shit is just one of two things. Ninjas coping because they ain't got the bread, looks, or status to be with a real bad bitch. Ain't no such thing as a bad bitch that weigh 200 pounds. Big ninjas with big girlfriends who don't want to feel bad about their lives. Is this brother cooking? I'm going to say this. And ladies, y'all got to think about this. Every time you listen to a guy who tells you to stay the same weight, ask yourself, put myself on the screen for this. Ask yourself, is this ninja gassing your fat ass up because he's turning down a whole bunch of fit joints, a whole bunch of bad fit joints on his line because he really think that you better than them? Realistically, ask yourself that. The answer is probably no.
Nope.
He's reaching at the bottom of the barrel because that's all he could get.
Nope.
Just being honest. And y'all could get mad at me, but you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. If you a big boy with a big woman and you want to feel happy about it, whatever. You know both of you are overweight. You know you can both look better and be healthier. That's your business, not mine. If you a single ninja pandering to fat bitches, just know you're pathetic. Absolutely. Let's see. He did have one critic in here. I'm going to see if I can find it. But the dude probably deleted it. Here we go. This is what projection looks like. You don't like certain women. Therefore, you think anyone who does has a problem. And big ninjas bag whichever our confidence says we can. Oh, brother.
Oh, brother, that guy stinks.
These Twitter topics always get taken to the extreme and shows people's projections. Different strokes for different folks. Plenty of beautiful and bad bitches are over at 200 pounds. Bitches over at or over 200 pounds. If you don't fuck with that, then keep it moving.
Brother, that guy stinks.
Ninjas have no idea what 200 pounds looks like. And generalizing what 200 pounds should look like are even dumber. Yay, we're cooked. The black community is cooked. Single pandering ninjas who would never date a B that big in real life, but says whatever will get him likes. Facts. Ninjas who love big ass. Facts. But yeah, man, you see every time somebody tells the truth, you got men and women at their neck. We're brainwashed, bro, especially if you my age, because we ain't grow up on that shit. We ain't grow up on praising fat people. That shit was never a thing. I know I sound old right now. Here go Unk. Here go C. Marty. Here go Unk.
Nope.
In the 2000s, this would never been a thing.
Nope.
I know I sound old, but it's real shit. Where we at in these comments? Where we at? I've read that. They want us to go to the gym to lift them, but they won't go to the gym for us.
Nope.
SSBBW stands for Super Saiyan BBW. Not even female pro wrestlers weigh that much. They just want to keep those women at 200 pounds for less competition. Romeo Sincere, what's going on, bruh? What they mean by projecting, I bet you a simp ninja said that shit. Absolutely. You know a simp said it. And guess what we say to the simps?
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Guess what we say to the simps?
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Guess what we say to the simps?
Shut up, bitch.
Guess what we say to the simps? They don't want to hear the truth. They absolutely don't want to hear the truth.
Nope.
Nice to see you in tank top mode showing the test. Appreciate you, Shy. Real talk. If you call out folks for being overweight, they'll call you zesty, sassy, and gay.
No diddy, you know.
We did the right thing and kept 2 a.m. Big back robotics at 2 a.m. Oh, wow. That's crazy. That is crazy. All right. We're going to look at one more. And we're going to keep this show going, man. Listen, hey, make sure y'all hit the like button. I'm killing y'all, man. Hit that like button, man. We got to keep this show going, baby. Keep the show going, babe. I had a ninja tell me that the reason I don't want a 200-pound woman is because I can't bench 225. Ninjas, bro, why are we like this?
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Guys, the reason we encourage men to go to the gym is not to lift big back women.
Big back activity.
If you're going to the gym to lift big back women, you are there for the completely wrong reasons.
Big back activity.
And that shit going to catch up to you and you're going to regret it one day. You're going to regret it one day. That right there is the mindset of men, specifically black men in 2025.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Listen, y'all chubby chasers can have it. Y'all have a blast. Take them off the fit ninja's hands like myself that don't want to deal with that. It's ninjas who ain't fit who don't want to deal with that. But y'all do y'all thing. Y'all keep it up. Y'all keep simping. I read that already. All right. Hey, hit the like button, man. I'm killing y'all. I can bench press 265 and I ain't trying to lift 200. Exactly. Hey, what the hell is going on at Times Square? Now, I've had a busy day. I ain't really been able to do research, but somebody sent this to me and said, you need to put this on the show. What the hell is going on with the big back statue at Times Square?
Nope.
365. I mean, I think I knew what you meant. What the hell is going on at Times Square? Y'all let me know. Let's check it out.
And communicate those inner worlds that we have.
Hold up. Now, this statue isn't enormous, right? This doesn't represent the biggest, backest women of the black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
But why is it that a black woman gets a statue at Times Square, which I've never seen in my lifetime, and she got to be a fat woman? What is that? Like, I'm sorry. What? How disrespectful is that to the black community?
Nope.
That we finally get a black person statue at Times Square. Times Square is an international tourist visitation site. People come to Times Square from all over the world. And people don't have a problem with this. Now, I don't know what the statue represents. I don't know what it's for. I'm just going surface level. This shit is crazy. Let's keep it going.
Sometimes we misinterpret with one another to try and create an understanding and basically encourage empathy.
I have a problem that you understand.
Oh, brother, that guy stinks.
Let me finish the video.
I need somebody to leave.
Oh, brother, that guy stinks.
You know, black people.
No.
Y'all, y'all let me know if I'm wrong. Not only do we have a fat statue there, you got black people shucking and jiving, singing and celebrating.
Nope.
Tap dancing.
Nope.
Over this? I'm sorry, black community, we're done. I'm sorry, black community, we are cooked. This is embarrassing. I don't see, is the Statue of Liberty fat? Is the Lincoln Memorial fat?
Nope.
I don't see any other statues of fat people of any race. This is crazy. They literally associate fat with black people. I'm sorry. That's pitiful. How lowly do you think of yourself?
Nope.
We got a true culture problem. We y'all gonna blame white people for a fat statue too?
I'm gonna prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat today.
Like I said, I don't have any background. I don't have any details about the statue. I saw this like I was about to come home today and get ready for the podcast, and I saw this. But like I said, black people finally get a statue in Times Square, one of the most popular places for tourists in the country. And we got a fat black woman there representing our people.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
And people want to shuck and jive because we got Big Back Bonisha, Big Bone Bonisha right there.
Big Back Activity.
I'm sorry, man. I'm never going for that shit. You're going to have to write an explanation for me. I need an essay. I need scientific research to change my mind. And it ain't getting changed. And then you just got black people there sitting there celebrating. Because listen, and I'm all for supporting black people. You know,
get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday, good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Trying to raise black people up, but I ain't about to just praise some shit because it's black.
Nope.
That's some bullshit.
Nope.
They got to hold black people to a higher standard than that. But hey, but you have low standards for the community, you get low standard results. You tell women to get in shape and they got all the excuses in the world, this is what you get. I hope y'all fucking happy. That's what people think of us. I know people won't think of me like that. You know, whatever the collective thought is of black people, I try to be the opposite.
Nope.
I try to be above the standard.
Nope.
Because that right there is straight up embarrassing. It's ridiculous out here, man. Let's keep it going, man. I'm killing y'all today, man.
John DeMarco, DeMarco.
Oh, y'all going ham in the comments. Where we at? I read that. She's legit even thick. Hey, yo, what the? She's legit not even thick. Girl, if you don't. Black woman campaign and sign up to be the face of obesity. That's pitiful, ladies. That's pitiful. Yeah, listen. Yeah. I'm going to keep it fitness. Why are we getting a statue of Shaniqua with her attitude to represent our people in Times Square? How disrespectful and tacky. You're supposed to go to the gym to get and stay healthy. Absolutely. The statue they made of a black woman is an obese chick with an attitude. These are the liberals Malcolm warned us about. If y'all going to hate me when I do my political content. And of course, they had an image of the sassy ghetto black woman when they made that statue. Let me pull this back up for content purposes, because this is insane.
And communicate the
what an ignorant thing to do. It's a disgrace. What the glorifying obesity and mediocre lifestyle women, the hell is going on? I'll tell you what's going on. Hold up, I got you.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Who's the lady though? It's unclear. What in the bacon has its own oil? Nah, for real, this shit is crazy. Definitely not a fat Asian woman. Asian community would never go for that. But yeah, they would never go for that. The ninja found his crowd and wanted to pander to big backs at an extreme level. Yeah. Light-skinned ninjas. It's like, nah. The statues represent big backs. That's the ultimate honor for them. I guess so. Jennifer, what up? So of all the looks for black people, you put up a statue of Shaniqua from the Benning Road and the Times Square.
I'm not going to say what
Michael Hawkins. I told you we got some bullshit today. This is crazy. But if it was a slim white girl statue, we would get so much hate. Oh, yeah. Jenny, they would cook y'all. They would cook y'all, Jenny. What is that shit for anyways, man? Pay reparations and cut the token shit. That's what they're doing. They don't want to pay reparations, so they do some shit like this.
Nope.
To distract y'all ninjas. Yeah, let's post a big back statue and distract their ass. They're going to stop asking for reparations. They love that chicken from Popeyes. Black folk working out and being fit is an anomaly to society at large. No pun intended. Shaking my head. That was a bar, Lotus. What the hell? If they put a statue of us in the worst light, they did. Someone look at that statue like, goddamn. God. Somebody will pull up on that statue's DM. God. Somebody will holler at that statue. God. Times Square representing DMV Denise. Facts. That's a fucking insult to black people. Y'all miss me with that shit. Absolutely. Most of the choir members are fat too. Yeah, all I heard when they were singing was... And they had some fupas.
Bitch, that become my fupa, bitch.
Jenny, there's a little white girl statue further downtown in Manhattan standing in front of a bull on Broadway near Wall Street. You funny as hell, Mark Carter. Statue said, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Shenanay ass sounding statue. Times Square being represented by Monique. Crazy. That statue looking like it's saying, oh no, she didn't. It's virtue signaling with the statue of bitter baby mama Bonita, angry because her food stamps are late. You're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Yo, that's crazy. That statue looked like my neighbor upstairs that I steal my Wi-Fi from and don't let me use her EBT card.
Strike three, you're out.
Shy and spider mode. Get out of here. Black men, get known for being fit and muscular, but black women get known as loudmouth Ebonic speaking land whales. Yeah, that's crazy, man. Hennessy Henry on his way to Times Square as this podcast is going. Statue said, Marty, I ain't doing no more burpees. Hey, man, I'm killing y'all today. Hit the like button. Hey, real quick, before we get to the last video, man, I got to share something with y'all. I got the Meal Prep Connect. I just partnered with a meal prep company. So we're going to look at that real quick, and then we're going to get to the last video. Hold on real quick. I got to stop the show because I got to share something with y'all. We always talk about eating clean, stop the big backing, stop the calorie stacking, and we need to get on the calorie tracking. So listen, I just became a partner with Nutri Meal Plans, 50% off your first order, and you can click that link below. But listen here, man, the food is fire. I'm going to share some of the meals with y'all. So here we got the almond crusted chicken with green beans. It tells you how many calories on there. It has the full macro breakdown, fats, proteins, carbs, all that good stuff. This right here, 480 calories. We got the Atlantic salmon. We got the teriyaki salmon. We got the chicken with the spinach. And we got the filet mignon steak. And listen, man, food is fire, you know. So not only is it making my life easier, but now it's keeping me on point. So listen, if you're looking for a meal prep service, get with me. Let's get back to the show. Okay. That choir singing about leaning on somebody. I'm not sure that somebody want to take on all that weight.
Big back activity.
Absolutely not. And listen, before we get up out of here, I know we talked a lot about black people today, but we got to talk to the white people. What the hell is going on, white people?
How dare you?
White people, y'all done lost y'all damn mind.
How dare you?
We know who's stinking up the gym because y'all snitching on yourselves.
How dare you?
That's what's up. My boy Marty got a sponsor. Nice job, Marty. Appreciate you. And if y'all want the discount code 50% off, it's in the YouTube description right there. Might got to check them out because most of the meal prep services be selling them skinny ass plates. Nah, these joints actually legit. I'm not even going to hold you. Them joints fire. Anyway, let's check out these white people and see who wash their clothes in it after the gym and who doesn't.
Gym clothes after every single session.
I do, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we got one check.
How comes?
I don't know. Again, like, I think it's one of those things where I feel dirty.
No.
No.
Oh, brother. Jenny.
Oh, brother. This guy stinks.
No. Because, I mean, if I'm going to the gym the next day, I may as well just not wash them. Yeah.
So you're going to put funk on top of today's funk on top of yesterday's funk. What is wrong with you?
Even in the winter when you're not sweating.
Yes. Yeah, you still sweat at the gym?
No.
How comes?
Is that a mixed emotions queen? Is that a mixed girl? Is that a black daddy, white mama girl?
Because I'm very clean.
Or is that a white daddy, black mama girl?
I don't smell, so don't like... Swear.
Not everybody thinks you need to or should wash your gym clothes after every use. Now, I do understand that by not washing your gym clothes after every use, you are helping the environment, you're using less water, detergent, etc. Also, clothing experts would probably say that you're helping extend the life of your clothing because it's not being worn so often.
Fuck that. I'll buy some new clothes.
Worn in terms of the washing machine and stuff like that. So the fabric will remain intact longer. Very, very true. However, the doctor in me says you got to wash your gym clothes after every use. Okay. Unless you're just going up to the top floor of your gym to wear your clothes and do a lap and see if there's any cute boys. That might be me or not me. Maybe not. I don't know. But unless you're just doing something like that and taking them off, if you're actually working out in your gym clothes, I want you to wash your clothes. Why? Because there's bacteria that lives on our skin, because we sweat, because if we have folds or breasts or things like that, moisture and bacteria can get trapped. It can predispose us to yeast infections, bacterial infections, so many different things. How often do you wash your gym clothes?
Yeah, shout out to the black lady for saving the day. God damn. Is this not common knowledge? Wash your damn clothes after you get back from the gym. What the hell is wrong with y'all? I mean, and I don't even really stink at the gym. And I'm washing my clothes. A lot of y'all ninjas stink. And y'all not washing y'all clothes?
Nope.
Yeah, it's cooked out here. It's cooked. I mean, listen, the more we do this podcast, the more answers we get. Now we know why ninjas is funky around the gym.
Nope.
We got our answer. And I'm killing y'all on this episode today, man. I mean, damn, bro. That right there is ridiculous, man. Let's get in these comments, man, and see Marty Fit got to get out of here. Might got to check them out because most of the meal prep services be selling them skinny as. Oh, I read that already. I've had people look at me weird because I told them I wash my ass before and after working out. You're definitely going to have people look at you weird. Funk Shark is crazy. Jenny, come get your people.
How dare you?
That meal prep is fire. It definitely is fire. People who claim they're very clean are typically not. Get your money up if you're worried about paying for more water and having more worn out clothes. That's a fact. Them Jennies on the clip got that tuna box. Get this guy out of here. Thank you, Marsha. Especially if you wear polyester, wearing that every day to work out, you're going to smell musty. Wash them clothes. Yo, that's nasty. I have a different outfit for every session. No wonder people smell nasty. That's hygiene 101, yo. That shit embarrassing. How you going to wear the same sports bra and BBL shorts the next day? Ugh. They don't care.
We do not care.
I smell some underarm funk at the gym today. Just imagine if they not washing their clothes. Ooh, he don't care.
We do not care.
The ladies that said, no, you know that thing smelling like entitlement. Let me see your manager and wild caught Thundercat. She don't care.
We do not care.
I caught a skin condition that lasted months from them fools at the gym not cleaning the equipment. Been there before, bruh. Been there before. I've been there a couple times. Michael Hawkins will still crack one of them video Jennies. Yes, he would. That thing got the gym smelling like three-day-old mayonnaise. Definitely going to check out that meal prep. Hey, appreciate you, bro. Like I said, 50% off. You can't beat that. Factor Meals ain't doing that. Mighty Meals ain't doing that. HelloFresh ain't doing that. But Nutra Meal Preps is doing that. listen, get me on your marketing team. I'm a great marketer. They smell like bacon oil. And I'm out of here. Yeah, you're out of here for sure, because that's crazy too. Spidey, get out of here. What we got? Don't they know that sweat and bacteria gets trapped in their lips if they don't wash? No, they don't. Great way to grow a yeast infection. Absolutely. That's disgusting. What if they on a cycle wipe down everything? That's
nope.
That's crazy. I've canceled several memberships because of nasty ass folks at the gym not washing their hands after doing number two in the bathroom. Definitely seen that. People are fucking disgusting at the gym. Imagine wearing the same shirt that smells like funky onions and McDonald's. Bro, it happens. It freaking happens. And not only, here, let's keep the show going. We got 69 people in here. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button. Not only are people not washing their ass at the gym. Hold on, ain't nothing wrong with a little spice on that kitty. You're out of here, bro.
Break three, you're out.
You agree with Hennessy Henry? That's why your soundboard jacked up today. Is it really jacked up? It sounds cool to me, bro. Great way to catch crustacean and not type that Red Lobster. And not only do we have people not washing at the gym, we got this shit going on too. And I got to get out of here after this. We got people not washing their clothes at the gym and doing this. This is crazy. So you go home, don't wash your clothes. Now you want to wrestle people at the gym. I think I figured out what the sound issue was. But yeah, it's crazy, man.
Nope.
Crazy out here, bro. Wash your ass, wash your clothes, and that was a bomb episode today. Fire episode, man. Yeah. Oh, well. I don't know why the sound is muffled, man. It's always something with this, bro. I'm just happy chicks rumbling at the gym ain't black for once. Facts. These black women ain't fighting this time. They look Hispanic. Yes, they do. Probably over a gym dude. Instead of choosing hygiene, they chose violence. No black women fighting. Y'all are terrible. Spider-Man wants to wrestle a big back chica like that. Regardless, it's really classless and ghetto for a woman to be fighting unless she's defending herself. If you cracking trash bag yo's and video Jenny's fresh out of goals like Michael Hawkins, don't watch the podcast. If you're a nasty representation of Jenny's people who enjoys being human, being a human petri dish, don't watch the podcast. And you know the vibes, man. Listen, go ahead, follow my social media, man. See Marty Fit on Instagram, See Marty Fit on TikTok, See Marty Fit on X. See Marty Fit on YouTube. Subscribe to the page. Share it with a friend. And you know the motto, man. If you don't want to watch the pod, if you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. We back on here Friday night, 10 o'clock Eastern. Hopefully my sounds is working. I'll be here earlier. I'll have more time to prepare. So we should be good. Hey, please hit the like button. Hit the like button. Hit the like button. Hit the like button. The show got to grow. We got to get the message out there. So please, man, appreciate y'all. Everybody hitting the like button on the short segments throughout the day that I post every day. And liking the short clips, appreciate y'all. And everybody supporting me on social media, appreciate y'all. Go get the meal preps. And guess what? I'm going to catch y'all Friday. If your girl bigger than the statue, don't watch the podcast. If you're a zesty, jealous dude who's trying to out gym dudes who are not in your league, don't watch the podcast. And I'm going to catch y'all on Friday, man. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. We out.
If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here. Dom DeMarco.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.